Where around, like, what venues in this area have you played at, or what venues around you have you not played at that you'd want to? I mean, there's a lot of venues here, and I'm sure I know that you've played at some of them, but what is your favorite, and which one would you dream of playing at?
Well, let's see. We just got off of, I guess, at the end of the summer, we played IOTA, or it was Club IOTA, or Ida Club over there in Clarendon, Arlington. We did that with, I just saw you guys were playing Nikki C and the Rattlesnake Bites. We played that with them. And then before that, we did the Arlington Backyard Beer Festival. It's like the parkway, the Gateway Park right there. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We just got booked for Gypsy Sally's over in Georgetown.
Played Black Cat in D.C. Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Black Cat, Velvet Lounge. Anything else in D.C.?
Not really. DC 9, that was a good show too. That was a cool venue.
DC 9, and then Baltimore, it's like Scrabble for Metro Gallery. I played Auto Bar, our fair share.
Yeah, I'd say Auto Bar is like a good like home venue for us. We kind of started playing there a lot, and that was like the first like big kind of venue we locked down. So I think that has a place close to our heart, so to speak. And it's, like, right down the street from where CJ lives, too, so that's cool.
Where do we want
to
play?
So if you had to pick one venue in D.C. out of all of the bajillion venues in D.C., where would you want to play?
9:30.
Yeah, 9:30 all day. it's not 9:30 Club, then Rockwell Hotel, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, Living Social Headquarters. I played there with a previous band of mine. It was real sweet. They, like, gave us a lot of high-end alcohol, you know, like Maker's Mark, Tanqueray, all that shit.
That's always a bonus.
But the venue itself was really cool because like the bar was downstairs, but the stage was on the main floor. But there was like a cutaway in the floor, so everyone at the bar, like, you know, you'd look up and see the band there, and I thought that was kind of cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but I don't even know if they do shows really anymore.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any shows over there, but it sounds like it'd be a sweet setup.
Yeah, it was nice.
Who are your favorite artists right now, like, that are, like, newer, not really new, but, I mean, more modern artists?
Album Shakes. They're so good. definitely The Arcs, too, is something I've been listening to a lot. It's Dan Auerbach's, like, side project, a little more soulful, but still has, like, you know, influences with the Black Keys, and, you know, you can still tell it's Dan Auerbach on guitar, but, that's kind of what I'm into. CJ?
I said a little while ago, I literally can't stop listening to the guys from Baltimore Sun Club. They just put out an album with ATO, and it's fun. No, it's fun music.
Gotcha. Okay, so you guys just released your new EP, which is Honey. You want to tell us a little bit about the songs on there and just basically, you know, how you went through making that?
Do you want to go track by track, Alex?
I mean, not track by track. I'd say Honey, it was definitely a different aesthetic than our first release, which was definitely more like, I don't know, like indie pop, indie rock kind of stuff. But this next one we released, it was a lot more diverse musically. It still had kind of our older style to it, but showed a really nice musical progression, I think. It went towards more of like a pop rock, alternative rock, but really, you know, kind of intricate songs, diverse. There's a punk track on there. There's like a, you know, like a really nice, like beautiful sounding ballad kind of track. And then there's like, you know, the melancholy kind of darker tracks too.
And then the fun dancey one.
Yeah, and then dancing one too. So they're all four songs are kind of different, which we really liked about it. It has different attitudes, different feels.
And when we were, I guess, really putting together, we kind of had the mindset to, sell ourselves. It was the best kind of all around, like the vibe. I don't know what the right way to say it is. We wanted to have a good representation of like the diverse sounds we can do in like almost
different
genres.
But still like alienating the least amount of people, you know?
Yeah.
Being like a real like widely like appreciated, you know, music. Stuff that just like people who even don't listen to like rock music or guitar music could just pick up and be like, yeah, that's pretty fucking cool, you know.
We failed to include the hip hop Alice's a cappella hip hop track.
Yeah, we scratched that one. That'll be a B-side later down the line.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of everything, and the songs they're pretty like relatable songs. You know, like they're very definitely songs that'll make everybody remind everybody of something or someone for sure.
Yeah. Thanks.
So what is next on the agenda for you guys? What are you working on now, or when's your next show in the area?
Oh man, immediately Saturday, December 19th, we're playing a friend's warehouse. He does lights throughout Baltimore, and for different events. And he's got a warehouse, and we'll be playing that with Western Star, another good Baltimore band, Educated Fools, and a DJ named Wire. And that should be a good night. It's on. We're I guess promoting the event on Facebook. What else, Alex?
We're getting the studio pretty soon to record a new track. It's a song we've been playing for a while now, our live sets, but we just really haven't had the opportunity to sit down and record it. So that should be finished probably in the next couple months, and we'll probably just release it as a single to get ready for like our next EP whenever we get around to recording or writing it.
Little mini tour to the northeast part of the state, New York City again, Boston, Philly.
We're planning some tours early next year.
Awesome. Okay, so for everyone listening in, stay tuned and, you know, look out for all of the milestone stuff. Thank you guys for calling in. I'm currently in the process of writing a review of Honey for our website, and this interview will be up on our website for everybody to hear, and that review for everyone to read.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks a bunch.
No problem. Everyone listening in now, the next song up is the Milestones' UFO. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.